There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have been so constipated all week, and so I'm trying to eat more fruit. Even though I have to watch the carbs, if I watch the carbs, I get constipated. So I'm trying to eat a banana, and it's very hard to do radio when you have banana. Banana's too sticky, so it sticks on the back of the throat, and it's very difficult to do a show. I got another just little baby piece I got to just finish. Hold on, let me finish my last piece of banana, and hopefully I'll get to poop. I'm hoping I get to finally, like, something gets to happen in the second segment of my show. Because I got to tell you, man, I can't go on like this. My pants are getting tight. I'm all bloated. I hate it. Let me poop. You guys don't realize, those of you guys who have good bowel and you can poop on a regular basis, I'm very, very jealous. All right. Well, many of you guys have given me medical advice for my bowel issues. And I really appreciate that. I love when, you know, the doctor gets advice. I learn a lot from my patients. I really, really do. So when you guys say, you know, oh, Dahlia, you know, you could do this or this work for me or papaya or whatever, I'm like, okay, great. And one of you told me to smoke marijuana because that helps you poop. No, don't want to do that. I'm not ready for that. Even if marijuana becomes legal, right, and it becomes widely accepted for multiple medicinal uses, I still need to be quick-witted. I still need my memory. I'm not ready to do that yet. And even though a lot of my marijuana smoking patients that I don't prescribe, but they just smoke on their own, still have fairly good memories, I don't really have much going for me, guys. You've seen my looks, okay? You know, obviously my breasts are gone, basically, you know, with you know, having a couple kids. No more waistline. The only thing I really, really got is my brains. And so I just don't want to take the risk of messing with it. Well, many of you have asked me, when are doctors going to finally start researching or learning about the medicinal attributes of marijuana and their uses? Well, apparently, we are slowly starting to see some research poke its head as more and more legalization occurs. Because remember, when it was illegal, it was very hard to find people who would admit that they smoke pot. So, a review of 80 clinical trials involving medical marijuana or marijuana-derived drugs revealed moderately strong evidence to support their use in treating chronic pain. Thank you. It's about time. This was a report published June 23rd in the Journal of the American Medical Association. All right. A lot of you guys have chronic pain. Now, I'm not saying I want you guys to all smoke dope or anything like that, but you are really behind the eight ball as the government is trying to restrict my prescribing narcotics or any doctor's prescribing narcotics. So if I later can't give you narcotics, or I later can't recommend Motrin, Aleve, Advil, that kind of stuff, because it could hurt your kidneys, and it could hurt your heart, and hurt your GI system, you guys are going to be up a creek without a paddle. So we're going to have to figure out something we could do to treat you without, you know, ticking off the DEA or upsetting your liver, kidneys, bowel. The evidence also showed that the medications could help multiple sclerosis patients who suffer from spasticity. Apparently, you get these muscle contractions and these sudden involuntary movements. These medicines could help with that. But the review found weaker support in treating sleep disorders, nausea or vomiting related to chemotherapy, for invoking weight gain in people with HIV, or reducing symptoms of Tourette's syndrome. Tourette's syndrome is this nervous system where you do these repetitive movements like tics or repetitive sounds. Like, ah, you know, things like that. The researchers also found no evidence that marijuana-based drugs could help treat psychosis or depression. In fact, I've seen a lot of people get depression because of marijuana. So, we got something going on here, okay? But remember, guys, be careful what you ask for, okay? Now that these guys are studying it, once it gets published that, no, you can't really use it for depression, you can't use it for sleep disorders, you can't use it for that, now your argument doesn't hold as much water. You see what I mean? Having some evidence saying that this could help chronic pain and we can maybe use this for chronic pain is awesome, and it's going to help the cause for getting people, you know, something to help control them so they don't have to be on narcotics. But, you know, remember, be careful what you wish for. You want research, you want studies, you got it. But you know, when they say, sorry guys, this isn't really working for this, this isn't really working for that, you're like, but wait a second, I do use it for this and it does work. You know, you ask for the study, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. Okay, so what are some side effects? Well, there's dizziness, there's dry mouth, there's nausea, there's sleepiness, there's euphoria, confusion, loss of balance, and hallucination. So what they do, what they have to do is they have to dissect the THC versus the cannabinol, the tetrahydrocannabinol. They have to see if they take out the hallucinogenic, intoxicating part and see if people still get the same sort of relief. Now, some of you are like, it doesn't matter. Let them have pot the way they want to have it. They're in pain. I'm with you on that. But remember, that sounds good in theory. You know, it's very easy for me to say, yeah, I'm for legalization of marijuana. Yeehaw, whoo. All right, but I also have to see the other side. Are we ready as a society to deal with that? Okay, are you ready, you know, in terms of driving on the streets? Or the school bus driver that's driving your kids on a highway to school, possibly under the influence of marijuana? You know, what if a bad guy storms your school bus? And you are hoping that the bus driver could help protect your kids. You know, if he's under marijuana. So here's the thing. You know, we want people to have access. We want people to have choice. But you'll have people that may unfortunately not bear the responsibility. And if we don't have a way to figure out whose car accident was whose fault, what workers' comp injury was whose fault, who gets sued if a nurse messes up, but she was going to sue her doctor for not allowing her to be on medical marijuana, this could be a big cluster, and that has to get figured out. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right. Timothy writes, Doctor, you are a Dukes of Hazzard fan. I am. Please explain what the big deal is with the Confederate flag. Are they going to stop playing Dukes of Hazzard replays? Okay, here's the thing. Okay, the Dukes of Hazzard, I had a crush on Bo Duke. So thank you for listening to the show, because then you know that, yes, I had a crush on Bo Duke. I had a crush on David Addison and Moonlighting. I had a big crush on MacGyver. So 80s TV, for some reason, just completely interweaved with my pubertal years, so I had crushes on all these guys. And, yeah, I love Bo Duke. So, yeah, the Confederate flag is on the Dukes of Hazzard car. And I was wondering about that. And again, forgive my naivety, because when I was younger, and I remember asking, I don't know if it was older sister or my mom, you know, I forget where the Dukes of Hazzard took place in. It was one of the southern states. And I remember asking, is that the state flag? And they were like, no, this was before I learned about Civil War and all that. They go, no, it's like the southern flag. It was, do they have it because they drive all around the South? Yeah, it's a pride thing. It's a southern pride thing. So ever since I was little, the Confederate flag was not really something I saw growing up in my neck of the woods. It was always associated with the Deep South and a Southern pride sort of thing. So then when I was in high school, and again, it looks like we all learned the Civil War differently. You know, when I was in high school, I learned that the Civil War was so multifaceted that the war just wasn't one thing. You know, it wasn't just, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, wanted, to abolish slavery. You know, that was apparently up in question. Or, the South wanted to be their own country. It wasn't that simple. So, I learned that that's when flags rose, and I remember the South had to rebuild. So I really, you know, but we didn't really, you know, the only exposure I had to the Confederate flag was like you guys, you know, and on the west side of the country, you know, the north side of the country, you saw it on, you know, the General Lee and Dukes of Hazzard. Okay. Now we have this, Dylan Storm Roof, who, I mean, I cannot believe what the heck was going on in his mind where he sits in on a Bible study. And then he shoots, I mean, it was planned, what we understand, and he even had second thoughts, right? And then kills multiple people in cold blood, and tragic. And we find out that one of his inspirations was the Confederate flag. And so, when you ask me, you know, explain what the big deal is with the Confederate flag, that I could probably only equate it to like a flag with a swastika. You know, if somebody, okay, you know, for me, you know, having all that family killed, I really don't want to be looking at a flag, you know, that has a swastika. Well, to many people, the Confederate flag reminds them of slavery days. Even though I was taught it was a sign of Southern pride and the South having to rebuild, you know, after they lost in the war, and that was, you know, it was just a historical flag. I guess I thought that because I didn't think the Dukes of Hazzard was making a slavery statement. I thought it was a big Southern thing, and they called it the General Lee, you know, after the general for the South. So I didn't extrapolate it to the point that it had to do with people that were pro-slavery or anti-slavery. And I mean, I have to venture to guess, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard was not making that statement either. However, you start having these sickos, all right, that associate any sort of a mass killing, all right, and he takes on a flag used in history that was already still rubbing salt in the wounds when it comes to the history of slavery that happened at the time. Yeah, you're going to have every politician say, let's get rid of it. There's no need for it anymore. Now, I understand there's a lot of questions going on. Well, what if, you know, you're studying Civil War and your kids have to do a project and they need the flags of both sides? I understand Walmart's not selling the flags anymore. No one's selling the flags anymore. I also understand the Dukes of Hazzard. I think Warner Brothers is now taking off the Confederate flag on the car. All right. I see why, you know, people are confused by this. You know, on one end, you know, yeah, it's like, you know, rubbing, you know, salt in the wound. Okay. We don't need to see something that was a sign of something that caused a lot of harm and death and destruction, etc. But then on the other hand, you know, do we, what do we do with history and historical occurrences And, you know, what is the best way to do it? Now, personally, I don't really see the need to market these things. I understand Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard, and I loved Cooter. Cooter barely has a store now. And I guess, you know, he sells, you know, General Lee type stuff and Southern whatever. So it doesn't sound like he's really happy about everybody getting rid of the Confederate flag. But it's one of those things now where, you know, public opinion is going to change how things are perceived. If none of you thought the Confederate flag was associated with racism, you now got schooled that it does. And so it's now a no-no. And it's being taken down. So that is what I am understanding that's happening now. So any of us that learned the Civil War differently, and we didn't realize the ramifications of certain things. You know, I mean, then the next question is, well, you know, what about General Lee? You know, are there statues of General Lee? And then do they have to be taken down because it's, you know, do we have Hitler statues? So it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But apparently it's too soon to have that type of debate right now, because what happened in South Carolina was extremely tragic. And here you have somebody who was a complete whack job, allegedly, waving flags and then anything he aligned with, unfortunately, people are going to align with this hate crime and this war on race. And it's a shame. It really is a shame. So yeah, from what I understand, Dukes of Hazzard, they're changing the cars. And I'm not sure what they're going to do with the television show or the replay. But things change. You know, I mean, you know, the Nazi party, you know, what Hitler did, if there was any sort of aspect of the Nazi party that was supposed to be remembered for anything positive, it won't, because it's all associated with Hitler. That's what happens. Okay? And same thing with this Confederate flag. This Confederate flag is now being associated with this Dylann Roof guy who killed people in cold blood because of their race. And so, symbols coming down. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. These recalls come and go. And many of you guys, like me bringing it up, because you're just about to, like, pour this wishbone, you know, on your eats, on your salad. Apparently, there's a quick recall I got to tell you guys about. Makers of Wishbone salad dressing have voluntarily recalled a certain quantity of Wishbone Ranch salad dressing. Why? Because the bottles erroneously contain blue cheese. So don't worry. No listeria, nothing like that. I know we were kind of watching that bottled water recall because one of the plants had E. coli. But the New Jersey-based Pinnacle Food Group said a customer brought it to their attention when, while they were eating ranch, they found that it had blue cheese. Now, what is the big deal? Well, the big deal, all right, is the blue cheese has an egg allergen. So if you are allergic to eggs, that could be bad. Thus far, no illnesses reported. Company that affected distributors and retailers and notified to pull the product. Okay. When we come back, a lot of you guys are kind of into these marijuana edibles. Well, we're finding that there's a lot of wide variability, right? And what you guys are getting may not be all that. Why? Because no one's regulating it. And then the starfish may hold the secret to eternal youth. I remember dissecting a starfish. I started chopping off the legs. And they're like, no. I mean, it was dead. Like, no. Don't start chopping off the legs. And go, how am I supposed to dissect it? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I told you guys I love my truckers. And so here I was getting all excited about this Samsung TV that they wanted to put on the back of a truck. Okay? Because I know a lot of us drive like idiots. And when we're behind a truck, we're like, oh my God, I can't see behind this big butt cargo here. What do I do? So Samsung came up with this idea where you have a front view camera and then you have a TV on the back of the truck. Well, I am very, very thankful for my truckers out there on the Truckers Forum and my truckers listening, because they schooled me on how that is not probably a good idea. Let's go to some of your comments now at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, this is Anthony, truck driver. So glad I heard your show. Regarding medical marijuana, I don't understand how a law can dictate what medication I'm prescribed or I'm able to shoot. Of course, I'm not going to come to work under the influence of any type of medication. They just, of course, I have to work. I'm regulated under federal law, so I can't take it. I mean, there has to be a loophole there. There has to be. But then to say I can take one but not the other, then why is it even prescribed as a medical, you know, medication? I don't understand it. They prescribe it, then they don't prescribe it. There's medical clinics around here for medication purposes, but yet only some people can get it. Well, my doctors say, well, if it works for you, then get it. But my career prevents me from being able to medicate on it. I don't understand it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, God bless our truckers out there. And I'm sorry about that. I had a I wish I could talk to you live because I want to talk to you. We also had one of my great trucker listeners say bad idea with the whole trucks and TV thing. So I apologize. I'm glad you guys are talking about marijuana too. But anyway, my truckers don't like the whole TV thing. They say they take care of us. They got our back. They do. Thank you guys for being out there. Now the marijuana. All right. So your doctor's telling you to take the marijuana. And it's just not available to you. Here's the thing. The one thing I'm finding is whatever the doctor wants you to do, okay, doesn't really seem to coincide with pharmacy, with formulary, with insurance, etc. You know, I had to try and diagnose hereditary hemochromatosis in somebody to see if they have this gene mutation that causes them to deposit iron in their organs. Well, the insurance didn't want to pay. So if the insurance doesn't want to cover that type of stuff, what the hell am I supposed to do? So you guys as patients are going to be confused because as doctors, we're starting to say to hell with this. Okay, our patients come first, and I'm going to give you my advice. I mean, when you come to me as a doctor, you're not coming to me to read through your insurance booklet. I mean, you guys expect that we have, but we can't. There's too many insurances out there. But you technically aren't coming to me for me to decipher what you get as a freebie and what you don't, and then to just pick and choose that. No, you could go to any store for that. You're coming to me because you want to know, what does Dr. Dahlia think I should do for my health? What will keep me alive a few years longer? And so I think a lot of us doctors out here now are like, you know what? I don't really give a damn about what's going on with insurance-wise. I am going to give you my opinion, because if I don't give you my proper opinion, if I do not give you what I think you should ethically do in your best interest, I'm going to get sued if something happens to you. And I think so many doctors that have gotten sued for not running the test or not referring you to the specialist are teaching us other doctors to go, wait a second, patient comes first and not the insurance. Even though the insurance forces their way into the top priority, what I'm teaching the medical students is, you think that person needs an MRI, you order the MRI. True, the patient's going to have to fight with their insurance. You may have to fight with the insurance, but don't lose your instinct and don't second guess yourself. I just found out that a kid, he had gone to our clinic 4 or 5 years ago. I just found out he was, I think once or twice he came for, I don't know, like a vaccine or something. And I just come to find out that this kid had a brain tumor. Just now found and removed. I'm not sure where he's been living or where he's, you know, but I am so glad that the hospital let me know what was going on with somebody who moved away and I never heard from him again. And, you come to find out that you could have teenagers, you could have kids, you could have adults with things that you would have never even expected. So you have somebody coming into you with a headache, a chronic headache, or you have somebody coming into you, you know, with weakness or something not right. You order the tests. Yes, we're going to have issues with insurance. There was somebody, a friend of mine who I diagnosed cancer in, and I mean, they had a horrible deductible, and they have bills up the yin-yang, but they are so happy we found the cancer. So, you know, don't expect your doctor, I mean, I'm hoping not, because what I'm hearing is medicine is being delivered a lot differently now. But if you have the type of doctor that says, look, I think you could do good with marijuana, all right, that's your doctor's advice. You could always get a second opinion, but that's your doctor's advice. Now, you can't get the marijuana, or you're a trucker, so you can't drive while on marijuana. Well, obviously, you know, there's restrictions. Like I said, we don't, you know, we're legalizing marijuana faster than we have the infrastructure for it. So we don't have a means to figure out how to allow truck drivers to smoke marijuana if they're on the road with a big rig. So we just say you can't do it. So it's going to be very, very difficult to have something legal like that that really can't be used by the, you know, a lot of the population that's not allowed to have it in their system. But alcohol, a lot of you guys are like, yeah, but alcohol is legal. But here's the thing with alcohol. You could have a drink the night before. And if it's one drink and here you are 8 to 10 hours later, there's a good chance you're not inebriated by that one drink. So there's kind of an honor system going on with that. And the honor system that's going on is, all right, don't drive behind the wheel after you drink. Okay? Make sure you are completely, I don't know how many hours away from having had alcohol. All right? Do a breathalyzer if you can. All right? Or just avoid driving when you drink. So, you know, do truckers get to drink alcohol on their days off? I'm thinking they do. But they just can't have alcohol anytime, you know, before they drive or on the job. All right, but what about marijuana? Marijuana could sit in your system for weeks. So, how do, you know, if you get tested, how do you prove your innocence that, look, I didn't do it right before I got behind the wheel? Okay, that was 3 weeks ago. That still is in my system. So we just don't have the infrastructure yet, you know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. New York is now fining liquid nicotine makers for not childproofing packages. New York has fined 4 makers of this liquid nicotine used in electronic cigarettes over packaging that was too easy for children to open. It's in violation of a law enacted last year after a toddler died from ingesting the substance. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced a settlement with 4 companies selling liquid nicotine products and then in brick and mortar stores in New York. The settlement requires the 4 companies to remove from New York stores all liquid nicotine with packaging that is not child resistant, and you will pay penalties totaling $95,000 to the state and show proof of testing packaging after proper poison protection. It was a little 18-month-old baby that died in upstate New York, and he had accidentally ingested the toxic fluid. It looked red, or it had a pretty color. Maybe it had a nice smell to it. I don't know. So now the New York legislator passed a bill requiring that all liquid nicotine be sold in bottles that are more difficult for children to open. Now, that I agree with. The settlements are a result of an ongoing investigation to monitor compliance of the law. $95,000 in fines, that's a lot. Obviously, the liquid nicotine is used in e-cigs, and people like to swap out the flavors, and so you could get the particular flavor, swap it out, etc. Right now, 10% of U.S. adults are using e-cigs, and I think it's even higher. This is according to a Reuters poll back that was conducted between May 19th and June 4th. So it's a biggie. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you.
work to do. I know, we're not done. We still got work to do. All right, so Texas health officials are urging consumers to wash produce amid an outbreak of stomach illness. Now, you're like, okay, wait a second. What the hell is now happening? Well, and then, of course, there my computer dies. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I guess there's a small outbreak. Okay. It's a little bit of a stomach bug going on. I'm sure by the time I find the story and my computer comes up, the outbreak will be over. But, you know, we have that. What is nice is I'm looking at a nice, beautiful picture of vegetables, making the vegetables look good. Hold on. I think, you know what? The article's not even there. Yay. All right. I guess the article's not even there. Maybe what happened is, it's over. No, it's not over. Texas health officials are investigating an outbreak of a stomach illness caused by consuming food or water contaminated with feces. The Austin American Statesman reports that the Texas Department of State Health Services alerted healthcare providers this week to be on the lookout for a parasite called Cyclospora. Symptoms of Cyclospora include diarrhea, loss of appetite, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue. Health officials are asking people to thoroughly wash produce before consuming it. A lot of you guys do the I am going to wipe it on my shirt thing, where you take a piece of produce and you wipe it on your shirt or you spit on it. You're only wiping maybe the first part that you're eating, and then you don't wipe the rest. So how is that clean? Symptoms of Cyclospora, we already talked about, diarrhea, stomach cramps, etc. And the alert says reports of the illness have been high in Texas each of the past three summers. But State Health Department spokeswoman Carrie Williams said a surge like the one over the last week is unusual. Officials do not yet know the source of the most recent outbreak. The state's count is at 54 cases, with the highest number being found in Travis County. No hospitalizations and no deaths, but just watch the gosh darn fruit, please. All right, starfish may hold the secret to living hundreds of years without aging, as if our knees can even handle it. I'm 44, my knees can barely handle it. They say Swedish scientists say they have discovered that starfish, we can reproduce by cloning themselves, produce a special kind of DNA that doesn't age as it does in humans. They say this unique genetic trait was only found in starfish that reproduce by cloning rather than sexually. I guess there's a couple different ways starfish can reproduce. The discovery relates to what is known as tiny structures called telomeres, biological caps found at the end of the chromosomes. Remember we talked about how telomeres are like shoelaces, where you got the little plastic thing around the tip of the shoelace? Well, the shorter that becomes, the faster you're aging. See, so you want more of the telomere. They said they protect the DNA in chromosomes from damage, much like the caps on the ends of shoelaces. See, they say that too. They say as we get older, our telomeres get shorter and shorter, leading to DNA becoming damaged and raising the odds of age-related illnesses such as Alzheimer's, diabetes, and heart disease. Shorter than average telomeres are seen as a sign of ill health and premature death. Lengths of telomeres protect genetic data, make it possible for cells to divide, and hold some of the secrets of how human age can develop cancer. So, what does that mean? Well, starfish reproduce by cloning and sexually. So if we could figure out how to clone our newer telomeres, then maybe we could live longer. They say when starfish clone, the telomeres of the newly formed tissue emerge longer than the old tissue. So research could show how to make human DNA follow the same pattern, producing humans that could, in theory, stay longer for their entire lives. And then you don't have to have sex. I mean, I like sex, but, you know, it really limits your need to have sex if you can't get any. You can say that there is a rejuvenation when new tissue is formed during a cloning as opposed to a sexual reproduction. I don't know. You kind of need the genetic variability. You see, the whole purpose of finding a mate, you know, trying to find a mate, you know, and the whole, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, in the study, the researchers examined the length of telomeres and population genetics of the starfish called Consynasterias tenuis spina, which can reproduce both by cloning and sexually. The researchers wanted to find out whether the populations of starfish that were more likely to clone enjoyed better health and signs of delayed aging compared to those populations more prone to sexual reproduction. Both populations in the Mediterranean and the Atlantic Ocean were investigated, and so they found the connection and the new tissue and the cloning and yada, yada, yada. So what does this mean? Be nice to the starfish. When you see a starfish, be nice, because they may be who is allowing us to, I guess, live longer. Capiche? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess there's wide variability in the potency of medical marijuana, edibles. So when you guys decide to eat some edible medical marijuana, how the hell do you know what you're getting? Okay, is your pharmacist doling that out? Apparently, in a paper published in the Journal of American Medical Association, a study from researchers at Johns Hopkins University and the University of Pennsylvania shows that the active chemicals in edible cannabis products can vary from 1 to 155%, which is the amount listed on a product label. 1% to 155%. That's ridiculous. And of the 75 products analyzed, only 17% contain the label amount of THC. Another 23% contained more than what was listed on the label, 60% and less. So how the hell do you guys know what you're getting? Edible marijuana-infused products like baked goods and beverages and candy and chocolate, very, very popular with medical users, recreational users. They say one-fifth of medical users depend on edibles nationwide, while nearly half of Colorado's recreational sales have been for the products. While alleviating the need to smoke the plant material, edible products suffer from erratic absorption and delayed time to the onset of medicinal effects. The researchers recruited physician-authorized buyers to purchase products from medical. See, the researchers were like, okay, you know, are we okay to buy this? From medical marijuana dispensaries in San Francisco, LA, and Seattle. This wasn't all a survey by these guys going, wait a second, I wasn't high. The researchers then analyzed and tested it, and they looked at THC, and that's how they could find, you know, that there was a lot of miscongruities. Research with a standardized cannabis extract product undergoing U.S. trials called Sativex indicates that a one-to-one ratio of your THC and your cannabinoid is the most desirable for medical indications like multiple or muscle spasticity for multiple sclerosis, etc. So we don't want a 5-to-1 or a 1-to-5. We want a 1-to-1. Well, are you, if you have multiple sclerosis, knowing what you're getting? Now, what a lot of people say is, wait a second, it doesn't matter. You're not really going to overdose on marijuana. You're not going to die. Well, if we doctors are going to start prescribing this stuff to the degree that we are, and we are going to recommend certain amounts, I want to know what the hell you're getting. Apparently, the cannabis, which is it's a publication, marijuana publication, sent out 13 edible products for analysis by a Denver laboratory, finding that some products labeled as containing 100 micrograms of THC, okay? Yet some have 0.2 to 5 milligrams. So what exactly are you getting? So what I recommend you do is, you know, if you're going to later need this for multiple sclerosis or chronic pain, I would say make sure you, I don't know, I don't even think we have that system in place where you know what the hell you're getting. And, you know, a lot of us don't know what the hell we're getting. All right, a lot of you guys are exercising and you're doing 10,000 steps a day. 10,000 steps a day to lose weight and to stay healthy. Well, now we're finding out that 10,000 isn't enough. They say if you're extremely sedentary, taking 10,000 steps a day works out to roughly 5 miles. So every day that could be good. But for people who are very, very active and jog a few times a week, 10,000 steps is nothing. In a 2014 article, Life Science pointed out that the CDC does not actually specify a step count, but recommends 2.5 hours of moderate activity each week. That translates into roughly 7,000 to 8,000 steps. So where does the number come from? I don't know. They say maybe Japan. All right. You know, in the 1964 Olympics in Tokyo, one company developed a pedometer. And I guess pedometer is man and po means step and ki means gauge. I don't know. Manpoki was what it was called. Man means 10,000, po means step, and ki means gauge. So this is coming from a 1960 Olympics. So my guess is we got to do 20,000, but not today. I'm too tired. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Just hang me down.
Take me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.